Hi everyone, welcome to Lola's Frugal Life. This is episode number 220, and this is my weekly meal plan episode. So please stick around for a few quick words from our sponsor, and we'll get right into the show. Today's episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. If there is something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals, BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. It's not a crisis line, it's not self-help, it's professional counseling done securely online. There is a broad range of expertise available, which may not be available to you locally. The service is available for clients worldwide. You can log into your account anytime and send a message to your counselor. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses, plus you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions so you won't ever have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room as with traditional therapy. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. Visit betterhelp.com/Lola, that's better, H-E-L-P, and join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Lola's Frugal Life listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/Lola. Hi everyone, welcome back to my weekly meal plan episode. So each week I just share with everyone what's on my family's meal plan for the upcoming week. I just think meal planning is really important for many reasons, including saving money, wasting less food, reducing stress, and trying to figure out what's for dinner. So I share this with my listeners because I just think maybe someone needs some dinner ideas, or maybe this will just motivate you to be able to come up with your meal plan to help you out for the week. So this episode comes out every Wednesday. The meals on my meal plan start on the following Saturday. So if you were going to follow along with any of them, it would give you time to get your list together. And also all of the meal plan episodes, as they come out, they're also posted on my website, which is lolasfrugallife.com, in a blog post version. And there's always links to any recipes that I share in the episode. So this week's meal plan starts on Saturday, July 31st. So for Saturday, we are going to be having grilled chicken. For grilled chicken, all I do is I just take some chicken breast, I slice it on the thin side, marinate it with a little bit of olive oil and white vinegar and McCormick chicken seasoning, I think is what it's called. I think it's called McCormick chicken seasoning. It's like the steak seasoning, but it's the chicken version. And I think it's just called chicken McCormick. I don't know. I feel like I'm saying that wrong. But it's like, Montreal chicken. I'm sorry. That's what it's called. I think it's called Montreal chicken seasoning. I'm pretty sure. Anyway, whatever seasoning you like for chicken on the grill. And then on the side with that, as far as cooking that, I'm just grilling it. So I'll marinate it for a little bit and then I'll just go toss it on the grill. It comes cooked so quick. So it's a really good, easy meal. And then on the side, I am making a new side dish that I've never made before. It's called 5-Ingredient Simple Green Pasta Salad. And it's from the website pinchofyum.com. And it's just like a basic, it calls it small tubular pasta, which I'm under the impression would be ditalini. It's just like pasta, green beans, shredded spinach, and then it's got like olive oil and Parmesan cheese and all that kind of stuff. It actually calls for like one jar of Oliver's and Company basilic, which I don't know what it is. It says basil and olive oil spread. I will probably be skipping that ingredient and just doing like olive oil instead, because I don't usually buy like special ingredients to make a recipe, because it usually winds up making it cost a lot more. But I think just the basic idea of like the pasta, the green beans, the spinach, some olive oil, it calls for Parmesan cheese, lemon juice, all that kind of stuff. It just sounds like it would make a really nice salad to go with the grilled chicken. So that's what we're doing for Saturday. For Sunday, we are doing pulled pork in the crock pot, which is so super easy. And I've been kind of trying to do these easy crock pot meals in the summer, or just on Sundays really, and whatever, regardless of it being summer, just for Sundays, because usually by the end of the weekend, I'm just kind of tired out and I don't really feel like cooking by the end of the night. So by having a meal already done in the crock pot, it's just been really helpful. So I'm doing that. I don't really have a recipe for that. I just buy like a 3 pound pork roast, I think it's called. And I just buy the pulled pork like package, like the crock pot sauce, and just pour it over it, and that's it. And then as a side, I'm going to be making Pennsylvania Dutch corn pie, which is from allrecipes.com. And this is like a pie that has like corn. It's like whole kernel corn, cream style corn, potato, and then you cover it with like a pie crust and bake it. It comes out really good. But I do not, it does say to put 3 hard cooked eggs in there too. I've never done that. I don't know why. I just never have. It's probably good. But I've never done it with the eggs. I always just do the potato, the corn, and that's it. So that is for Sunday. So Monday, we're doing hamburgers. We do hamburgers every other Monday. I forgot to mention that at the beginning. My meal plan is, a lot of it is going to rotate pretty fairly frequently because I do that on purpose with meals that my family generally likes. I try and add in some new meals occasionally. But or new sides or whatever here and there, but I don't do a whole lot all the time because I just like to keep things simple and make it easy for me to put my meal plan together. So like I just said, for example, every other Monday, we do hamburgers. So this happens to be that night where we're having hamburgers. So I don't have a recipe for the hamburgers. I just take ground beef and make it into patties and either cook them in a frying pan or cook them out on the grill if it's nice out. I'm also going to be making homemade black bean veggie burgers. One of my daughters doesn't eat meat, so this is just a quick veggie burger that I can make, and it bakes in the oven pretty quickly. That's from allrecipes.com. And then I'm also going to just be doing a can of pork and beans, and I'm going to be doing some roasted potatoes in the air fryer. I've been doing that more often. I usually do like a potato wedge recipe in the cooler months, but since it's been hot out, I don't really want to bake potatoes in the oven for very long if I don't have to. So I'll probably just cut some potatoes up either sort of in like a french fry type cut or maybe just like slices or whatever and just throw them in the air fryer and have them on the side. Okay, so the recipe that I have here though is easy oven roasted potatoes. So I'll just throw that on when I do the blog post, I'll throw that on there anyway just in case anyone does want to do the oven ones. But I'm just going to chop up some potatoes, toss them with olive oil, salt and pepper, and throw them in the air fryer. Tuesday, we always do some type of Mexican theme. So this Tuesday is sheet pan chicken fajitas, which is from foodnetwork.com. And it's just your basic, you know, sheet pan chicken fajita. It's got the chicken, the peppers, the onions, fajita seasoning. You just kind of bake it up, throw it on some fajita, tortillas, and make a little fajita with it. And then I will also be doing chipotle black bean chili for my daughter that doesn't eat meat. That's from My Plant-Based Family. And that's like an instant pot quick chili that has like, it's a vegetarian chili. Of course, it has like quinoa and black beans and corn and all that kind of stuff in it. So that is for Tuesday. For Wednesday, we usually do some type of seafood. So I'm going to be doing fried flounder. I think I've been doing the fried flounder kind of like every other week. I don't have a recipe for this. I just take the frozen individually wrapped flounder, and I just dip it in egg and breadcrumb and just fry it in a frying pan. And for the side, I'm going to be doing air fryer roasted cauliflower and broccoli, which is from allrecipes.com. The name of the recipe is air fryer roasted cauliflower and broccoli, but I usually choose one or the other, either cauliflower or broccoli, so we can kind of rotate it and mix it up. So this week I'm going to be doing cauliflower because I haven't done that in a while. And then as a side, I'm just going to be doing some kind of a boxed rice, you know, like a rice pilaf or some kind of rice that kind of comes with the flavoring already in the box, and you just kind of cook it up. So that'll be kind of like a quick, easy side. So that's going to be for Wednesday. Thursday, we're going to be doing breakfast for dinner again. I usually either do breakfast for dinner or I do soup and grilled cheese on Thursdays because that's the night I go food shopping and I like to keep it really easy. So this week we're going to be doing turkey bacon in the oven, which is from brendid.com. You can use the same method with regular bacon. And it's really just cooking. It really just gives you the temperature and the time to cook the bacon in the oven. That's how I always make it now because it's so easy and I think it comes out so good rather than standing over the stove cooking the bacon. I'm also just going to do scrambled eggs and I'm going to do some home fried potatoes in the air fryer. What I do is I just cut up some potatoes, peppers, and onions, toss it with some olive oil and some salt and pepper, and just cook it up in the air fryer to make like a little potato side dish to go with that. And then the last meal of the week is Friday, August 6th. That is going to be oven-baked chicken, which is from BettyCrocker.com. I usually make this with bone-in chicken thighs. It's also really good with legs, with bone-in chicken legs. This is such a simple recipe, but I think it comes out so good. You pretty much just take the chicken and you dredge it in Bisquick, and then you put it in a pan, like a 13 by 9 baking dish that has butter in it, and you just bake it in the oven. And the chicken comes out, I just like the taste of it. I just think it comes out really good for like oven chicken. And then on the side with that, I'm going to be doing 5-ingredient Instant Pot Mac and Cheese, which is from foodnetwork.com. This is like the easiest Instant Pot Mac and Cheese. I like making it as a side once in a while because it just comes together so quickly. And then I'm also going to be just doing some frozen vegetables on the side. Whatever I happen to have in the fridge, I always keep on hand some of those like steam fresh type vegetables that you could just pop in the microwave. And that's it. So that's the meal plan for this week. I hope this helped you in some way with getting your meal plan together, maybe gave you some ideas for some recipes or whatever, some motivation. So don't forget the meal blog version of this meal plan with the links to the recipes can be found at lolasfrugallife.com. You can also email me with any questions or suggestions at lolasfrugallife@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at lolasfrugallife. You can find blog posts for all of my other episodes too at lolasfrugallife.com. My regular topic episodes that are on Mondays are on my website also. And you can join our private listeners group at facebook.com/groups/lolasfrugallife. And if you enjoy the show, please make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you listen from. And I would love it if you would screenshot the show and tag me on Instagram. Also, if you could please take a couple of seconds to rate and review the podcast, that would be really helpful to me. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a really awesome day.